Striding out the bathroom wearing only a towel, there's a discreet knock on the door, so I swerve back into the bathroom to pull on my pants. Excited about what I found in the lake, I'd forgotten the dinner Ruth ordered. I seldom get excited about anything. Over kidney pie and good chicken soup, we hear the whopping blades of a helicopter flying closer. "Well, kid," I say dryly, "I guess we can tell how Dobie took the news." I plop my napkin on top of the table. I'm starting to get irked with Dobie's constant interference. A minute later, the door sounds, hard raps. Boom, boom. Ruth shrugs and glides to the door. A puffing red-faced Dobie stomps inside, followed by Dr. Tober and two men I've never met.
"Merlin, what you're going to do is insanity," declares Dobie in his deep, arrogant voice. "Are you trying to get yourself killed?"
"Commander Dobie, Dr. Tober, what a surprise," I say with a sarcastic smirk. "And gentlemen?" I turn towards the other two men with raised eyebrows.
Merlin, these two are Mr. Williams and Mr. Havelson,"
Tober introduces them, nervously pushing his glasses up his nose. As we shake hands, I can feel the PSI power flowing, so I glance over at Ruth with a quizzical look. She's plastered against the wall by the door, eyes wide, biting her lip and clutching her necklace. Two of the escorts are in the hallway, waiting. Then it dawns on me. These men are two of Tober's best specimens. They can do a fairly good job of mind control on a normal and unsuspecting person, neither of which describes me. I let them continue their puny attempts at trying to control me. They're straining, veins sticking out of their foreheads and necks, sweat starting to bead. I can't even feel what they're trying to do. I become engulfed in anger again. "Dobie, Tober, you're a couple of fools for trying this stunt," I snarl at them. As I'm speaking, I shut Williams and Halverson down hard. They fall like bricks, dead as doornails. They'll never use their mind control abilities on anyone again. Dobie backs up a few steps with a pained expression, clutching his head. I forgot how susceptible he is to my mental pushes. Tough shit. Tober is frozen stiff in the process of removing his handkerchief from his breast pocket. "You people want to play games, but you don't know the rules. These two morons weren't much better than you are, Dobie, which is to say no good at all. And they're dead. Dr. Tober, your two super mind controllers are dead. They died because their brains exploded. If you want an autopsy, I'll rip open their heads for you right here, right now. Is that what you want, Dr. Tober?" I yell out of control. My heart's racing and my hands are shaking so badly I cross my arms against my chest. I've never felt this type of rage before. I'm starting to scare myself, fearing I might lose control. All it would take is one effortless thought. Then bam, everybody dead. The possibility of losing control of my powers is why I left my friends and loved ones. Gritting my teeth, I fight the consuming rage, trying to get back under control. Taking several deep, slow breaths, I glance over at Ruth. She's still standing against the wall, looking like she's ready to faint. With a heart-rending, sinking feeling, I realize she's afraid because of me. That thought slaps me up alongside the head, and suddenly, my anger vanishes, leaving me feeling emotionally drained and spent. What is happening to me?
"Oh my God! Dead? But that can't be! It's not possible!"
Dr. Dober stammers, kneeling and feeling for pulses. Dober's wobbling back and forth, so one of the escorts steps to him and holds him steady. "You got closer, Dobie. You're too susceptible," I remind him. "I could fry you as easily as I did your two puppets. Almost did. Accidentally. Now get the hell out of here," I order with a weary wave of my hand. "And take these two corpses with you." The escort who's holding Dobie slowly steers him towards the door. Tober is trailing behind him like a lost puppy. "Dobie, from now on you better start calling me Mr. Merlin," I snap. The escort who's helping Dobie stumbles. I thought they were going to fall over, but he catches himself in time, and they proceed out the door. The remaining three escorts are standing in the hallway, looking confused and unsure what to do. I can feel my anger rising again. I focus on the two dead heaps on the floor, and they fly out into the hallway, crashing into the opposite wall.
"Get them out of here, you dumbasses!"
Ruth shuts the door gently, eyes still wide and quivering like a jellyfish.
"Oh, God," she whispers as she falls into my arms. "When I saw Williams and Halverson, I became so frightened. They were the best mind control people we've discovered. They've driven men to suicide for Dobie. I was afraid they'd be able to control you. And now they're dead, and you're alive. I'm so glad."
She sobs softly onto my shoulder.